بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد. Again, I'm going to start with the salams because that was not strong enough, especially after Mufti Saab. You know, the transitions he does is going to be longer than, actually shorter than my speech. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See, I see the energy now, mashallah. That's a lot better. Alhamdulillah. So welcome to our graduates from our three-year associates. And then also our Farmington Hills girls and a boy. Alhamdulillah. I just got to give salams to him. His name is Mustafa Abdullah. Alhamdulillah. I did get the chance to teach a couple of years ago at Farmington Hills. And a lot of my students from Huda School, I saw, we had a few reunions. But I want to talk quickly about one of the companions by the name of Umair ibn Sa'd al-Ansari, radiallahu anhu. And maybe a few of us here don't know about him. And talking about him, he became an orphan at the age of 10. And his uncle, Julas ibn Sawaid, who was one of the leaders of the Aus, took him in and looked after him like his own child. It was the Battle of Tabuk, and as everybody knows, the Battle of Tabuk was called the Jaysh of what? Usra. What does Usra mean? Difficulty. So these guys did learn my seerah from me. MashaAllah. Takbir. Boys, you guys have to remind me of our kahoots we used to have, okay? Kahoots and the jeopardies we used to have, please. Okay? Remind me.
The winners don't forget.
See, that's what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, boys. Alhamdulillah. So, it's called the Army of Hardships. It was in the midst of the summer. Is coming close to the harvest. They have to travel 600-700 miles north. They've never encountered the Romans at that time. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts inviting the companions, saying, we need as much money as we can muster. So we see women bringing their jewelries, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu bringing everything. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, all of them competing with each other. Competing. And at this time, Sayyidina Umair ibn Sa'd al-Ansari radiallahu anhu says, I was sitting with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He started describing Jannah. He started describing hellfire. He goes to his uncle Julas. He says, Ya Am, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was describing heaven to me, I could see it in front of me. When he was describing the hellfire, I could see it in front of me. But, oh uncle, I've got one question for you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a lot, but I'm seeing that you are very reluctant in giving to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is going on? And then what his uncle says, it's as if the floor moves from his feet. And this happens to us all. And all of a sudden we just say, no. No, because life does sometimes get really tough. And then his uncle says, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a messenger of God, then we are worse than donkeys. Now, Umair ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu, he looks towards his uncle. He loves him so much. Now what am I supposed to do here? He's thinking to himself. That my uncle has turned out to be from one of the hypocrites. He looks at his uncle in the eye. He says, nobody in the world is more beloved to me than you, except for the messenger of God. But what you just said there, you completely lost my bearings. He says to his uncle, he says, I'm going to have to go tell the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you said this. I'm going to have to go. And he does, he goes to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell him. And before he goes, Julas stops him. He says, who are you? Do you think people are going to listen to you over my word when I'm one of the leaders of the house? Do whatever you want. So he goes towards the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells what's happened. Whilst he's telling the incident, one of the companions says, Ya Rasulullah, he's only a small boy. Don't take his words. You know, Julas is one of the leaders, so don't take his words. And then Julas finds out. He comes along and he starts swearing by the name of Allah that, Wallahi, I did not say this. Look at him, how are you going to listen to a young boy like this over me? And whilst that's going on, Umair ibn Sa'd al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, he makes a plea to Allah. He says, Ya Allah, I can see it. This person in front of me is a liar, and I'm the person, the truthful one, but this is not looking good for me. He makes a plea. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down ayahs from Surah Tawbah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the hypocrites swear by Allah that they have said nothing wrong. Yet most certainly they have uttered a saying which is a denial of the truth. And it keeps on going. Why am I mentioning this to the students and to everyone else, is that whenever you graduate, you need sincerity, especially when it's 2 or 3 years you're doing. And some of the boys are here 4 years because they wanted to stay an extra year because of the sweetness of Miftah. So I taught them Sirah, Shama'il, what else? Qasas. And then the history of the Umayyad Caliphate. And these boys, even the fourth year, they're very punctual. MashaAllah. Very punctual. Sincerity is very important in everything we do. Even when we are praying, that is a blessing from Allah. I always tell the students this. M.I.I. Ana Munir. That is such a massive blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited you for prayer. And if somebody says to you, I don't pray, tell them Allah has not given you tawfiq to pray. Who are you to say, I don't pray? Allah has not given you tawfiq. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He keeps us firm on this deen. Because there's a lot of our youth out there that are losing their deen. Allah. So it's going to be people like you guys inspiring them, not me. I'm becoming old now. I don't have the energy anymore. But people like you are going to go and start teaching. The second year I was teaching in Miftah, I told the students, I said, you guys need to start teaching. One of the girls came up to me. It was January. Close to the second semester. She said, I've started teaching. But I don't teach in English, I'm teaching in Bangla. Some of my friends, I'm teaching them Sirah. And she started translating the Sirah slides. This is it, this is what it's about. May Allah keep us sincere. May Allah keep us all sincere, especially in our endeavor to get close to Him. There are people I know that are sitting here that inspired some graduates we have today. And last but not least, just want to congratulate the boys here at the Miftah. Not once did this succumb to the pressures of Kahoot or Jeopardy or quizzes and lose against the girls. Not even once. So, takbir. Not once. Is the tazkiyah here? Sister Tazkiyah. Oh, she left? Oh, come on. One of the last ones we had was Sister Tazkiyah. She's busy in her med school. All the way through, she was leading. All the way through. There were 10 questions. It came to the 9th question. She's leading. But the way I am, I put her under so much pressure. I said, Tazkiyah, this is giving me the first time ever, listen to me again, ever, that the girls are going to be beating the boys. And I hear the young men that are saying here, young men, they said, she didn't have a chance. The boys were like, yeah, come on, they've never beaten us. Are they going to beat us now? And what happened? The last question was the easiest question. She got it wrong. It was too much pressure. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast in terms of pressure. Especially when somebody is calling us towards something that does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one thing that will protect you again is your salah. I was giving advice to some of our youth that are going to college. And I said, just remain steadfast with your prayer. And everything else, the prayer will look after. So may Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, to keep on learning. This is just a stepping stone. We had students that finished 2-3 years in our associate program. Now they're in the full-time alim program. Having finished their college, or even taking a break from college, saying, I want to become a scholar. So this is that platform you've got. Like they are putting their studies to a halt so they can become scholars of the deen. May Allah accept from you all. May Allah accept from Mufti Sahab and his brothers and all the other instructors of Miftah. And may Allah bless you all, the families, the friends, and the students that have come out here. Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you.